And right now we're joined by John Decker from Fox News Radio, of course, who is stationed there at the White House. John, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing great. How are you doing today?
I'm doing fine. Great to get you on the radio this morning. It's been a while, but of all the things the president talked about yesterday, obviously one of the focuses was on Jim Acosta and the situation with his press pass. Is he going to be back among your ranks today?
Well, he was back on Friday after that decision was handed down by the federal district court judge here in D.C., but it's temporary. It's a 14-day temporary restraining order, and the White House is already making plans to essentially boot Jim out permanently. And so there's going to be a hearing on that particular issue very shortly, certainly this week, in federal district court. And so this issue is by no means over just yet.
So you say an effort to boot him out permanently. I had not heard that reported yet. How are they planning to do that?
Well, they sent a letter to Jim Acosta. It was sent last week, and they're giving him an opportunity and CNN an opportunity to explain their side of the case. They're giving him that due process that was initially denied him. But then they're making plans to essentially, as I said, make this suspension of his press credential, his White House hard pass, permanent. And so that's the reason why they're giving Jim and CNN an opportunity to respond. So what CNN has done is they filed an emergency appeal with that same federal district court judge that heard that case last week and came out with that decision that it delivered on Friday. And so that's why I say this issue is not over just yet.
Yeah, true. You know, maybe you can explain this better to the listeners than I can. The couple times I've had the opportunity to meet John there at the White House, his office is down below the press briefing room. I had to go to the White House press office, apply for a temporary pass, and get the, I guess, get a background check at the same time. And that's then right. I was given access to the White House press briefing room. I guess I've always viewed that as a privilege and not a right, because they could have denied me that opportunity. Correct?
You are correct. It's not a right. It's by no means a right. It is a privilege. It's a privilege for me, even, to have a hard pass. So I got my hard pass many years ago, back in 1995, much longer than Jim Acosta has had his hard pass. That being said, there is no right, and I don't think the judge in his determination, his ruling that came out on Friday, indicated that there's a right to enter into the White House press grounds. And so that's going to be the difficulty, I think, that for Jim Acosta, for CNN, in making their case to the White House, first of all, and then, of course, to the federal judge that heard that case last week.
Yeah. John Decker is our guest here from Fox News Radio. John, before I let you go, any other news that caught your attention out of that Chris Wallace interview this weekend?
Well, I thought the president's comments in regards to the Navy SEAL, the Navy admiral who oversaw the bin Laden raid, which were very negative, struck me as sort of out of place. After all, this individual organized, planned that raid in Pakistan that killed Osama bin Laden, the president going after him because he said that the press is not the enemy of the people. I think he should know. He said, you know, Al-Qaeda, you know, they're the enemy of the people. Real terrorists are the enemy of the people. The president claimed that Admiral McRaven, who's now retired, supported Hillary Clinton in the 2016 presidential campaign. And McRaven, very quick to point out, that is not true. He did not support Hillary Clinton in 2016. And you had a number of Republicans and Democrats come to McRaven's defense. So that, to me, was one of the things that came out of the interview that was sort of out of place. Of course, the president spoke about the Mueller investigation and the Saudi killing of that Washington Post contributor. And it was a wide-ranging interview that Chris Wallace did that aired yesterday on Fox News Sunday.
Yeah, I've been playing some clips from it this morning. Listen, John, I appreciate your time this morning, my friend. Thank you.
Thanks a lot. Thanks
for
having me on.
You bet. Bye. John Decker there from Fox News Radio. Like I said, his office is down at the bottom of those steps below the White House press briefing area there.